angry MGTOW here, and MGTOW is receiving massive attention from the mainstream media. Hey guys, I just want to remind you to follow me on another platform, which includes Minds.com, Vid.me, SoundCloud, and even iTunes. You never know what's going to happen on YouTube, and I upload all my content to those platforms and many others. So definitely follow me on one of them. In the rain or the snow, I've got the funky flow. MGTOW is receiving massive attention from the mainstream media. They can go fuck themselves. I'm going to jump right into it. So guys, in the last couple of days, we have actually been featured on a slew of mainstream websites, mainstream media sites, including Fox News. All right? And, you know, I want to say that John and someone else from MGTOW's Freedom actually got a shout out. Got a shout out on Raw Story. So we're going to jump right into it because this is just as exciting. This is fucking exciting, all right? My dick's hard right now. Not for you guys, but just because I'm excited. Not because of you guys, but just because I'm excited. Let's have a look at this one. Silicon Valley sees rise of vocal men's rights movement amid push for gender parity, all right? Now, women believe that they have the right to lie, cheat, deceive, sabotage, to empower themselves in the workplace because they will always see themselves as having never enough to make them happy at work. Much like the average marriage, everybody having or being shown equality is foreign to her. That comment was posted over the summer by a user on an online forum run by MGTOW. A radical fringe of the men's rights movement, why do they keep confusing us with them? That stands for men going their own way. We have nothing to do with the men's rights movement. See, they're trying to lump us in with those terrorists, but eh. And sums up how some men feel about work environment that they say has become obsessed with gender parity and too quick to call out perceived sexual harassment by men against women. While MGTOW is an extreme version of the men's rights movement, its most ardent adherents avoid marriage, swear off having children, and limit their contact with women as much as possible. The sentiments expressed on Reddit message boards, online forums, across social media, channels, and throughout the so-called manosphere show that an increasing number of men feel targeted at work. A growing population of men will refuse to subscribe to the utter nonsense perpetuated in the culture, the media, magazines, on television, or in society at large. The MGTOW website states, they are passionately curious, will question everything, and are fundamental seekers of the truth, no matter how painful the truth may be. They are the men who will choose and prefer to go their own way, independent of what we are subjected to on a daily basis. Now, this is just one of the websites, guys. This is just one of the websites. This is just one of the sites. This was actually published evidently 13 hours ago. So this was just published on Fox News, all right? This was just published on Fox News. You don't want to know where else? You don't know where else we were published recently? On the New York. Well, I don't know. Were we published in the New York Times? Let me double check. All right, I'm not sure. Let me. I'm not. I know that like I saw the word MGTOW pop up somewhere around there. Yeah, we're published on the New York Times, baby. We're published on the New York Times, all right? So this was published on, September 23rd. And one radical fringe that is growing is MGTOW, which stands for Men Going Their Own Way, and pronounced MGTOW. MGTOW aims for total male separatism, including foregoing children, avoiding marriage, and limiting involvement with women. Its message boards are bringing activity from Silicon Valley, Mr. Altizer says. Now, Altizer, I think, let me see here. So let's double check here. Yeah. So basically, we are getting a lot of attention. One who said who has been changing. Okay, so basically, even guys, I want you to look at this article. An engineer at the chipmaker NVIDIA Mr. Al-Jazeera 52 said he realized a few years ago that feminists in Silicon Valley had formed a cabal whose goal was to subjugate men at the time, he said. He was one of the few with that view. Now Mr. Al-Jazeera says he was less alone. There's quite a few people going through that in Silicon Valley right now, he said. It's exploding. It's mostly younger men, younger than me. Guys, so the men in Silicon Valley, the men in Silicon Valley are rushing off to join MGTOW. Want to see another face? James Damore. They're basically tossing his face on MGTOW right now. All right? This is published on September 23rd. Guys, it keeps on rolling in. Didn't I tell you that MGTOW Freedom got a mention? The MGTOW Freedom, let's see here. This was published on September 25th. Bitter Silicon Valley bros form support groups to help each other forego nearly all contact with women. Okay? I want you guys to pay attention because this one's kind of interesting. All right? This one's kind of interesting, so pay attention, boys. Let's see here. The scandal surrounding former Google engineer James Damore, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Let's see here. In a New York Times report about angry Silicon men who resent what they believe are forced attempts to implement gender equality, it is revealed that disgruntled tech employees are increasingly joining a fringe movement that aims to help men survive with as little contact with women as humanly possible, called Men Going Their Own Way! MGTOW! Yeah! The movement advocates near total separation between the sexes and encourages men to forego marriage and children. Men in the movement are only encouraged to date women to meet their sexual needs and are given tips for avoiding getting into committed relationships. On the MGTOW message boards, members discuss work, even work for a woman, roll up your sleeves and share your horror story. Technology, the stuff girlfriends and wives can't stand, computers, games, consoles, and dating, mostly best practices to avoid commitment, the Times write. The official MGTOW subreddit is filled with posts such as 13 reasons why dogs are better than women. And Angela Merkel wins fourth term. Germany gets cucked yet again. Additionally, YouTube channels such as MGTOW is Freedom. Congratulations, Doc. And hey, Angry MGTOW, which touts the benefits of straight men living apart from women, have tens of thousands of subscribers. Wow! Woo! Guys, I think Red Pill Part 2, like, she's going to make another Red Pill movie. Red Pill 2, guys, and it's going to be about MGTOW. I just have a feeling that the next, like, she's going to make another film, and it's going to be about MGTOW. Good luck finding people to actually interview, all right? I mean, maybe, if she exchanges a blowjob for an interview, honestly, I just don't think I would take it, because my time is way more value. I would really enjoy playing some Mario Kart more than getting a blowjob from Cassie J. I'm not saying she's not attractive. You know, she's a tight little blonde, but you could just tell how many dicks have just been running through there. Honestly, I just don't think it would work. I just don't think a blowjob would cut it. You know, and even some pussy wouldn't really do it for me. She has nothing I want. I'm sure Sandcock. I'm sure Sandy Man will give her an interview. I'm sure Sandy Man will give her an interview, and maybe even the AIDS flinging monkey might jump on board. But I don't know if I'll be in the Red Pill too, guys. Honestly, because it's just kind of like a waste of time. Maybe I'll just do like a guest spot, suck my cock. But I don't know. But I'm just impressed. Like, can you look at that, Angry MGTOW? Angry MGTOW. They put me and John, MGTOW is Freedom, in the same thing. I'm so proud. How many of you fuckers are watching? There's already 52 if you want. Well, congratulations, guys. All right, let's see here. Cassie J, a self-described former feminist who is producing a documentary about the men's rights movement, tells the Times that many MGTOW followers, oh, she knows about us, in Silicon Valley have been avoiding dealing with women for a long time now, but only recently discovered that there were many more men out there who behaved the same way. Cassie J says, I think there are a lot of guys living this lifestyle without naming it. And they find MGTOW, she said, guys, I told you, she's the next film. She's producing a documentary about the men's rights movement. That's not the red pill. She already made the red pill. So that means that she's undoubtedly, the next red pill part two is going to be about MGTOW. All right? Red pill part two is going to be about MGTOW, guys. Red pill part two is going to be about MGTOW. I'm surprised I didn't get my invite yet. Hey, Cassie, baby, listen. I'm busy. I'm really, really busy, baby. I mean, you can send some nudes. You can send some nudes over Angry MGTOW at, you know, it's right on my about page. You can send some nudes over. I'll see what you look like, and you know, I'll decide whether or not I can you know, make some time for you to do a little cam show for me. All right. But yeah, guys, we're getting out there. We're getting out there, guys. Like, they are really scared. They're really fucking scared. Okay? I mean, like, fuck, we're on rawstory.com. We're on foxfuckingnews.com. Oh, shit. Is this another... Okay, what the... Guys, we're on the Daily Illini. I don't know. I've never really heard of them. Guys, the independent student newspaper at University of Illinois. This was published on September 27th. The faith, guys, even the guys, even the student newspapers are discussing MGTOW now. Organizations with such as a Voice for Men, Bay Area Fathers Rights, and Men Going Their Own Way discuss ideas how, including how the tech industry should be a male-dominated workplace. Guys, they were laughing before. They're not laughing anymore. All right. Even the university cunts are hearing about MGTOW now. Silicon Valley men are rapidly joining MGTOW. All right. These are some of the highest income men on the planet. The highest income men are joining fucking MGTOW. Shit. The hell, did I just get some cash? Someone just give me money. I think I just got like money. I just heard like money go off. You guys are like awesome. Let's see here. I think money just went off. Like, I just heard like money go off. Like, hey, Angry, you just got some cash. Okay, let's see here. Who just gave me money? Who gave me money? One of you fuckers gave me money. Ew! Clintoris just dropped me $4. Angry is on fire tonight! Thank you so much, bro! I am just feeling great because I told you. I told Sister Fist. Mr. Fister? What the hell? There was a cut. RT, you like trans? That's gay? What the hell? Okay, we got Norse in the chat. Norse Gamer! Woo! Norse is in the chat. What's going on, bro? Sup, Angry? Sup, Norse? RT's blocking the fuck out of people. Nolan Baptiste, hey, fuck transgender people. Oh, shit. I love you guys so much. I love you guys so much. You make my heart... You guys, you make my heart. You make my heart just pit, you know? You make my heart healthy. Because you guys, I swear, 80Z Product says God and male dominance is making a long overdue comeback. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Submit to God. These women are going to know God. They are going to learn. The Unexpected Meme Lord says, what's up, AM? What's going on, meme bro? American Country Ball says, was I first after notification? No, you were not. I think that was R12. RT Gaming 1016 says, Angry MGTOW plus dinner equals awesome. Wow. Charles Hill, fuck all of them. They'll figure it out. Funky Monkey says it said one watching when I signed in. We're at 66 right now. RT says, I am the mod. You know the rules. Oh my goodness. Charles Hill says, I've got you on mines. That's awesome, bro. That's awesome. Don't ever forget to follow me on another platform. It's awesome. Like I said, they shut me down on YouTube. I'm just going to spring up somewhere else. American Country Ball, feminist help Nazis. Guys, I just want to remind you that the cryptocurrency that I've been building, it's you guys can actually go participate in the pre-sale right now by joining my Patreon. You can find a link to my Patreon in the description of the video, and you can become a patron for as little as $3. And you'll get access to the cryptocurrency pre-sale. Right now, it's going for half off the public price. So if you want to get some, you can go on to Patreon right now and go do that. Yeah. NYC Korean MGTOW's in the house. It says MGTOW! What's going on, Korean? Damn it, dude. You're like everywhere. Seriously. I know we've said that before, but it's true. Shit. Unexpected meme lord says a camel doesn't always spit on you. Alrighty. Let's see what we have. R West 1833 MGTOW says, this puts a huge smile on my face. Laughing my ass off, love it. Black 0123 says, congrats, Angry. Your word is reaching out. Hope we can spread it more in the future. Guys, Silicon Valley men are already joining up MGTOW. They didn't know what they were basically, you know what Cassie J said, men have been doing this for a long time, but they didn't know what to call it, and now they're finding MGTOW. Guys, MGTOW's the catch-all for this men choosing to swear off women. And like I said, it's gonna become the trendiest, it's gonna become so trendy. The teenagers are already doing it, and it's gonna start hitting American schools, like, you know, all these boys walking around high school saying, I'm MGTOW, sorry, sweetie. I don't date. I'm a MGTOW. I'm focusing on myself, my own happiness. I'm focusing on making money. And all these little girls are going to be scared, okay? You're going to go to college campuses and you're going to have these guys saying, oh, no, I'm a MGTOW. I'm going my own way. I'm going my own way. Yeah, I don't have conversations with women. Like, imagine some girl trying to say a MGTOW is sexist and blah, blah, blah. And the guy's just like, yeah, I don't have sex with you guys. I try to avoid speaking to you as much as possible. I try to avoid contacting you as much as possible. So to say that I'm harassing you is a lie, because I'm trying to stay as far away from you as possible. In fact, I take mostly online classes, so I don't even have to look at you. They're gonna go ballistic. Women will not know how to, most women won't know how to deal with MGTOW. Because you can't shame MGTOW, and the more you try to shame these men, the more they'll just avoid women and say MGTOW are right. A number of other women will try to get into the good graces of MGTOW by saying that they support MGTOW. And then by saying they support MGTOW, they'll then start saying that they are MGTOWs. Then, of course, there's going to be the WGTOWs, who are going to basically be the feminists going their own way, feminist women going to obtain welfare, and they're going to basically continue on their man-hating rant, like, I don't need a man, we're going our own way, we're going to go obtain our own welfare. Oh my gosh. This is so good. Let's see here. Nolan Baptiste says, hey, Angry MGTOW, your information is better than the mainstream media. Thank you so much. Glad you guys enjoy. Dr. Detroit says, I can tell you many older women are desperate and bitching about not being able to get a man after they fucked up. Guys, I told you, the millennial girls, the millennial chicks, I'm going to be 34 soon. I'm going to be 34 real soon. Got a birthday coming up. And, like, a couple of weeks, actually. And, you know, I'm just grateful that I'm just hopeful to see my 30. I'm just glad if I see my 34th birthday, considering all the crazy stuff this year. And it makes you realize just how happy, grateful you have to be just to be healthy, have a roof over your head, and not have a cunt to fuck your life up. It's just so true. And like I said, I'm not even the oldest of the millennials. The oldest of the millennials are like 35, 36, 37 now. Like, the oldest of the millennials are like pushing 40 right now, I think. Like, the oldest millennials are like pushing 40 right now. And it's getting bad. Think about it. Because all these millennial women, they're in there. Not only did they hit the wall, they're not already, not only have they already hit the wall, but now they're like at that age where they can't have, like, you know, having children isn't feasible anymore. And not every woman can go and freeze her eggs. And even if a woman freezes her eggs, the probability that the egg, that they'll even be able to use them at 40 years old, in vitro fertilization does not always work. And in reality, it's more likely not to work. It's more likely to fail than it is to succeed. That's something that a lot of these women don't know, or they refuse to accept. And you've got these doctors lined up to say, hey, don't worry, baby, I'll take care of you. I'll give you the, you know, I'll hook you up with whatever you want. But in reality, they're not gonna have any children. They think that they think they're buying extra time. Who's gonna want you at 40 years old? I remember reading this terrible article that said women were saying that men are conditioned to want younger women. And this one woman said that this guy had the nerve to tell her that she was too old and he wanted children. How dare he? He's just absolutely delusional. Isn't he absolutely delusional for saying that he wants to have children? You see, this is just shows you how ridiculous these women are. A woman wanting to have children is not delusional. A man wanting to have children is delusional when he's dealing with a woman who can no longer have them. I mean, there you go. There you go. Hell? Guys, I'm telling you, feminism fucked up really bad. Dreadguard just dropped $5 and he says, there is no stopping an idea whose time has come. Shaming MGTOW men is validation of how effective this thing has become. Hope you're feeling better. Thank you, Dreadguard, for your $5 and your incredible insight. You know, like you said, there's no stopping an idea that's whose time has come. And we're just going to continue growing. I've said it before. Only God can stop us now. Said it before. Juan Vasquez just dropped $10. He said, I was a dumb cuck and gave almost $1,000 to this European bitch in Europe. This bitch in Europe. After realizing she was using me, I just charged it all back after she spent it. Lol, get wrecked. Now she's in debt. Ha 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 ha. Wow. Congrats, bro. Guys, men are going to start doing these terrible things to women. There's a lot of sharks out there. Kentucky Rebel 11 says, MGTOW is officially mainstream, baby. Guys, I told you, they're going to start discussing us on Fox News soon enough. They're going to start talking about us on TV. They're already covering us on one website after another website. All right? They're going to start talking us. This online movement of men going their own way. Men, and as soon as one station talks about us, another one will, and another one will, and another one will. And of course, I'm going to pop up. Angry MGTOW, this terrible guy. Oh my goodness. Thankfully, I'm not in the US, so, you know, because they're going to start trying to find me, obviously. And I really don't care because, you know, if, like I said, you take one of us out, more of us will pop up. And I have over 1,000 videos right now backed up across multiple platforms across the interwebs. So, you know, my work is going to continue living on even after I die, I hope, you know, or I can't make it anymore. So it's like, I've won. And my content is being downloaded, shared, it's on torrents. You know, I've won. And I'm just gonna, I just hope that I'm here to see things continue, to see what is manifesting now. Women are, guys, the sex box, MGTOW, sex, bitch box, all of these things, it's all gonna culminate in women losing their fucking minds. Let's see what else you guys are saying. And amen. All right. Nolan Baptiste says, hey, Angry, you should do the interview because you would give to cut her answers in a raw way. Oh my goodness. The interview with Cassie J. I mean, guys, like I said, I'm going to be very, you already know I'm going to tell her what's, you know, I'm going to keep it real with her. I'm just going to let her know, you know, Cassie, all right. Hey, Cassie, thank you. I'm doing well. Are you wearing panties today? What the hell? You guys are dropping those donations, huh? Thank you so much. Let's see here. It's weird because I hear the sound, but it's like, it's been acting up. MGTOW Madman just dropped $2. He says, MGTOW is the unstoppable juggernaut, bitch. Guys, do you remember the unstoppable juggernaut? Like, do you remember that scene? Like, I don't know if you, like, ever saw this video from a few years ago, and someone was like, who are you? And I think it was Kriti Pryde, like, someone says, who the heck are you? And Juggernaut responds, me? I'm the Juggernaut, bitch! Me? I'm the Juggernaut, bitch! Oh, MGTOW is not fucking around. It's just wonderful. Just wonderful, alright? Just fucking awesome. This is fucking awesome. Alright, let's see here. Let's keep going down. Klyos3SS says, hashtag feminism failed. MoreBand1 says, they should be scared. No men are going to work for them. Guys, I told you, MGTOWs are going to start up real soon. Men are going to start saying, you know, we need our own countries. We need our own space. We need to start building our own cities, our own. It's going to start with MGTOW houses. They're going to become MGTOW communities. And then we're going to start to see the rise of MGTOW countries. All right. Specifically, places where there are only men. All right. You're going to have MGTOW houses. It'll go from MGTOW houses to MGTOW communities to MGTOW towns. And eventually, we're going to see something along the lines of a MGTOW country or MGTOW countries or areas within countries specifically designated only for men, where women are not allowed. Let's see here. Oh boy. I'm in such a good mood. It's such a good mood. TD is on. He says, the only thing a woman is good for is filling her mouth with my cum. Guys, honestly, I don't even want one of those dirty cum dumpsters. Someone sent me this interesting article that basically explained that scientists did research or have been finding that sperm has, like, the sperm that women are ingesting are, all the sperm is, like, going to their brains. They're, like, finding sperm in women's brains. They're finding, like, sperm residue in the brains of women. In the brains of women. Like, can you imagine this? Like, these sluts are so fucking packed with sperm. They're so fucking packed with sperm. They've literally got sperm in their fucking brains. Like, these are whore bags. Who would want with some dirty little skank? Kentucky Rebel 11 says, MGTOW is a good apocalypse. Sister Fister, cooking, cleaning, and vagina. TD says, feminism equals end of civilization. You hear? Ricardo Abre says, next, my feminist teacher will find a way to shame MGTOW. And MGTOW will basically just say, ha ha ha, you can't shame us. TD says, women want to be cucks and invade our countries and with enemies while implementing communism. Women are the enemy of humanity, angry MGTOW. I agree entirely. Women are the enemy of humanity. Okay, let's see what else you guys are saying. Dominus MGTOW says women should be called Hoovers. BZ10Sex says sperm makes their hair shine. Kainzalid says, nah, dick breath. Let's see here. Kentucky Rebel says, these bitches are even nastier than I thought. XCLMX says, sperm equals God electric lights, what bitches crave. Norse Gamer just dropped $2. Thank you, Norse. And he says, talk about survival TV showing men against women. Guys, I love watching Naked and Afraid, because on Naked and Afraid, the woman usually sits by the fire, trying to keep the fire going while the man does all the work, and then she starts bitching that he's not paying enough attention to her. That's what usually happens. Bible Controversy says, yo, Angry MGTOW, glad you're feeling better, bro. Thanks a lot, dude. I am feeling quite a bit better. Oh, guys, you're gonna love this. So, the lady, the office of the woman who, where I got my the whole thing happened, they basically said they're not going to pay anything. They basically said they're refusing to pay anything whatsoever for like all the damage that happened, and I can take them to court. So yeah, that's pretty much what's gonna happen with that. Right now, I'm just basically, it's in the hands of God. I'm leaving that in the hands of God. And I'm just focusing on getting the cryptocurrency launched, which is coming up in 3 days. Like I said, guys, go get your crypto, get some cheap crypto. Join, go to my Patreon, find a link to my Patreon description of the video, and go and get yourself some crypto. It's half price right now. It's 50% off versus what you would get it for on the day that it's going on sale. So if you want to get some of that crypto, go and get some of that crypto. It's good. It's good for you. Niglor, Diara, MGTOW equals men gathering testosterone over women. TD says naked dating on MTV is cancer. For real. Let's see here. I love your comments. I love you. God is good, guys. God is good. TD says, Angry MGTOW. I knew this one chick in high school who would go on in detail how much she loved drinking cum, and I was like an energy drink for her, and it got her high. Low, 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 low. That doesn't surprise me. Doesn't surprise me that these smuts are doing this. MGTOW Clitoris says, MGTOW the video game. Big red bearded sunglasses avatar follows you to bar and gives you advice when ladies hit on you. Those are gonna make a video game. Guys, I don't know. It's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be interesting, like watching the Red Pill Part 2 where they're discussing MGTOW. Like, you know, they can't, guys, women are going to start trying to approach men. Women are gonna begin approaching men left and right. They're gonna begin approaching men. Polebot95 says, sorry I'm late. New York Times did a report on MGTOW recently. Yeah, I know, bro. It's right there. Like I basically showed it to everyone earlier. That, you know, the New York Times article. And I also showed them the Fox News article, which they just did 13 hours ago. And I also showed them the Raw Story article, which they just did today or yesterday. Okay, that was on the 25th. Point is, we're getting coverage all over the fucking place, all right? MGTOW is growing, and it's growing rapidly. I mean, even student newspapers are talking about us. They are so afraid of us, it's unbelievable. They are so afraid of us, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right? The Southern Poverty Law Center, they basically were talking about us on September 6th. The acronym MGTOW, or Men Going Their Own Way. I mean, guys, we were also covering on Brisbane Times, okay? Again, Al-Azhar is part of the MGTOW movement, which stands for Men Going Their Own Way. Yeah, guys, this was published on September 25th. I'm just reading off a couple of other sites. Like, guys, this is unbelievable. We are getting so much coverage. We're getting, and honestly, I think it's even more than that. I think it's even more than that, but because, you know, YouTube, Google censors a lot of stuff. Like, we're popping up all over the place. were popping up. And guys, as women hear about MGTOW and realize MGTOW is real, they laughed at us. But now they realize men are actually doing this. They're seeing the sex bots coming up. They're realizing that men are actually walking away. Most of them, a lot of women are like, they can go their own way. We don't need them. And then they realize, oh my gosh, they're really going. They're really going. They're not dealing with us. They won't speak to us. Shit, shit, shit. Stop them. Someone stop them. Let me show you guys something. Let me show you guys this very interesting article. All right? I want to show you guys this very, very interesting article. Because this one is pretty interesting. Okay, let's go ahead and pop this on here. This was published on The Guardian on Monday, September 25th, 2017, Monday. Should we ban sex robots while we have the chance? This article is actually pretty insane. This was written by Jenny Kleeman. And she says, people are blowing a fuse about sex robots, or rather rape robots. Journalists from the New Statesman and the New York Times, among others have reported on the sex robot Roxy, True Companion, Bridget Farrah setting, a mode in which she has been programmed to resist sexual advances, which will allow men to act out rape fantasies. Women's rights activists have lined up to condemn Roxy. Everyday Sexism Laura Bates describes her as the sex robot that's yours to rape for just $9,995. Writing in The Times on Thursday, the lawyer Kate Parker, called for sex robots like Roxy to be criminalized. The sophistication of technology behind Roxy marks a step forward for robotics for humanity. It's an unquestionable regression. Now, guys, I want to say something quickly about this article. The author of this article is more worried not about the rape of fantasies that men are having, although she is concerned, but she's actually more concerned about how men are responding to this. Okay? Listen to this. The issue with sex robots in general, not just hypothetical ones programmed to have a resist function, is how their existence will affect how human beings interact with each other. Sex robots are different from sex dolls and sex toys because they have AI, which stands for artificial intelligence. More than just a mechanism for giving you an orgasm, a sex robot is designed to be a substitute partner. A vibrator doesn't laugh at your jokes and remember your birthday, but a BIS Creations Harmony model can. If men, and it will be men, even the few male sex dolls produced by a BIS Creation every year are generally shipped to male customers, so gay men are getting in on this, become used to having sex with synthetic companions that are programmed to meet their most precise specifications, how will they then interact with real women who have the inconvenience of having their own idiosyncrasies and free will? If you are used to having sex with ultra-lifelike humanoids whenever and however you want, will you be more likely to expect complete dominance in your relationships with other humans? Now, guys, listen to this. So she's freaking out. She's freaking out that she's worried more so than about men simply having sex with them. She's worried about the fact that sex bots can laugh at your joke, that bitch bots can laugh at your jokes, and remember your birthday, and be ideal partners. All right? She's worried about how men will interact with real women if they can interact with a bitch bot who's like, you know, who's gonna basically be the ideal partner. Young people have grown up in the age of online porn, might consider shaved pubic hair and double penetration to be completely normal. Similarly, the generation growing up with sex robots are commonplace might see brutally selfish sex as both desirable and achievable. Guys, do you see what she says? Brutally selfish sex. Sex robots exist purely to satisfy their owners. If it's only ever about one person's pleasure, guys, listen to this crap. Is any sexual relationship healthy if it's only ever about one person's pleasure? But wait a minute. Feminism was all about putting women first and giving women the pleasure. But now they're worried that men are going to be able to have pleasure without women. And how dare men have pleasure without women? and without having to give pleasure to get pleasure. Can sex with a robot ever be consensual? This isn't about robot rights. It's about the kind of sex that will become normal within human societies if we start having sex with robots. Guys, look at the panic. Look at the panic. Perhaps the most important question to ask is why there is a market for sex robots in the first place. Why do some people find the idea of a partner without autonomy so attractive? Until we have the answer to that, we need to prepare ourselves for the inevitable rise of sex robots. She is frightened, guys. They are so frightened. And let's look at some of the comments. Ban, why, and yes, the article reads, like banning this which makes you blind. Let's see here. They absolutely terrify me. Let's see here. David C. James, don't date robots. Let's see here. I mean, guys, there's a lot of cucks on here. Let's see here. GKK1 says, I feel that with this, you have picked heroin as an example of why all drugs should be banned. Nobody would condone a rape doll, but not every man is confident or good-looking enough to attract women, but still have total legitimate needs. And hence, these dolls could be a genuine assistance to help reducing prostitution and its accompanying abuses. I bet if there was a vibrator that did tell that did tell you that you look slimmer, that you should hold out for that man from the gym and also give you a lovely cuddle after making you drink once you'd had the fifth orgasm, then you'd sure as hell wouldn't be looking to ban that. 204 likes. Guys, these women are out of their fucking minds. They're out of their fucking minds, but we're at the end. We're 121 viewers. What is 121 of you doing on here? Where are 121 of you watching this right now? Huh? Don't you have other things to do? Don't you have anything better to do than listen to old angry MGTOW sputter on about how MGTOW is growing and things are getting really interesting? I mean, guys, look at this. The Independent Student Newspaper at the University of Illinois since 1871 is discussing MGTOW. Discussing MGTOW. We are scaring the shit out of these chicks on college campuses. All right? Guys, I told you, the teenagers are going to begin saying, I'm MGTOW. And what are you going to do? Parents can't stop them. They can't stop their sons from going MGTOW. What, you're going to go get them a nice cuck role model? There's going to even be some people who argue that MGTOW is good for society. You know? It's promoting men focusing on themselves and being the better version of themselves. Ultimately, they can't stop it. They can't stop MGTOW. MGTOW is going to continue growing. It's going to continue being awesome. Because that's just how it is. You'd like just more money come in? I heard something go off. Oh, I got $10 from Eric Bailey. Thank you so much, bro. He says, we all know women will call manufacturers demanding that their robot keep going even when they scream stop. That way the women can live out their own rave fantasies with a safe robot rolling on the floor. Very true. Very, very true. Women are going to buy their own rape box. Let's see here. Let's see what you guys are saying in the comments. Okay. HTMOC 42 says, angry. Wasn't there an episode of Futurama about this? Yeah, it was called Don't Date Robots. And technically speaking, in Futurama, you know, it was because humans began dating robots, they began slacking off. They let the world go to shit. And then they got invaded by aliens, which ended up leading to the collapse of civilization and almost 1,000 years of shit. Yeah, so don't date robots. Basically, all the scientists, all the doctors, basically all the men stopped doing anything because they didn't have to be bothered with women anymore. And they basically lived a happy life. MS BitEd says, I will always jerk off before trying a female anymore. MS Smith is our resident millionaire, guys. MS Smith is MSBet does not stand for Miss Bethet. It's actually Bitcoin and Ethereum. He made a shitload of money off Bitcoin and Ethereum. This is a guy with a shitload of money saying, I will always jerk off before trying a female anymore. This is a guy with a shitload of money, guys. A shitload of money saying, I will always jerk off before trying a female anymore. He's not the only one. We have other very wealthy guys in the chat right now too. There's some other wealthy guys in the chat, and they're not fucking around. All right, we've got a lot of millionaires who are like literally saying, "Yeah, we're not doing this." TD says, "Angry MGTOW versus Lauren Southern." That's like Angry MGTOW versus a mop. Like you know, someone's like holding a mop, and I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah," and the mop's just like moving back and forth. Like, you know, what's the point? Kentucky Rebel 11 says, Angry MGTOW wins. Flawless victory. Fatality. Thank you so much. Did I get more money? Did I just get like, what the heck is going on here? Oh, Eric just dropped another $2. He said, Angry, who would you model your bitch bot after? Let's see. Who would I model? Honestly, like, okay, so... You know, it's funny, there's this guy named I Am Serious. When he told me a few years ago, I don't know if you guys remember I Am Serious. He used to have a YouTube channel. I don't know if he still has it. But I Am Serious is from the US, and he moved to, I think it was Indonesia. And he told me that he could not find white women attractive anymore. And he said, like, his dick won't even get hard if he sees one. And I'll be very honest with you. I am like, it's after like so many years, I cannot find American women attractive. I cannot at all. I used to think blondes were really attractive. I can't stand their guts. I cannot find American women attractive anymore. Asian women, even Asian women are like so-and-so to me right now. Like, I'm just like, I'm getting to the point where I just don't care for women very much. Who would I model my bitch bot after? Honestly, I think that I'd kind of like go for something that's kind of exotic. Like, I'd go for someone with like exotic features. So maybe like a Colombian or maybe Brazilian. I think Brazilian, I might go for Brazilian. Because I can't really, you know, if I model it after a white chick, honestly, I would just end up stabbing it a couple of times. And, you know, that's a big waste of money. And, you know, so something that doesn't look American. Something that doesn't look American. I wouldn't go with the Asian, because then the Asian bodies are a little too flat for me. Not that I don't like Asian. It's just, you know, like some of the Asian chicks, they just don't have, like, a lot of tits or a lot of ass on them. But I think I would, like, go with a Brazilian, like, decent-sized Brazilian, Colombian, something like that. Maybe like a Selma Hayek type of woman, but yeah, no American cunts, that's for sure. I wouldn't model my bitch bot after an American cunt. Just couldn't. I don't want that type of shit in my home. Krypton Police TV says, Futurama predicted our future. There is no other choice. I will not be a slave to women. HTOMC42, another interesting anime dealt with human sexual robot emotional relationships. Chobits, that was an awesome series. Norse Gamer says, Angry MGTOW, I love the idea of surrogacy. I will have several children, and the funny part with all the women freaking out, get my pick of sexual partners every night, not having only one. Yeah, hypergamy is going to become big. JVDNR says, I was just reading the CDC statistics about the rates of sexually transmitted diseases. And guess what? The rates of STDs in women between the ages of 14 and 28 is sevenfold higher than in men. Should we be shocked? No. Okay. TD says, I'd fuck the shit out of Fate Goldie, though. Fate Goldie, the chick from Rebel Media. You know what? Like I said, Fate Goldie looks like she's aging horribly. Like, she looks like she's aging horribly. Like, she used to hang out with Lord and Southern. And yeah, like I'm done with that. Like I don't want anything that looks like an American woman. TD says Faye Goldie has massive tits and huge dick sucking lips. Joshua Hatch McTow. Josh is in the chat. He says, I'm watching in my bed. Kane Zed says, nope, AM, we have all the time in the world. Randall Binug says, I have more than one monitor. Rand B says, good to hear you talk again. Okay, Eric Bailey. Okay, no, I read that comment from Eric already. Let's see here. Okay. Oh, Norse Gamer says, I'll probably model it mine after, I'd probably model it after someone like Reno from Final Fantasy VIII or the woman from Horizon Zero Dawn. Horizon Zero Dawn, she's kind of like wild. Dude, you have like some very interesting taste. I definitely liked Reno. Like, I definitely thought Reno was incredible. You know, she was really pretty. In Final Fantasy VIII, I definitely thought Reno was incredible. She had like some really crazy limit breaks too with the whole dog. And then at the end, Squall was hitting that. All right, Charles Edmund says the green women from Star Trek. Archie says, "What's up, Angry? What's going on, bro?" Darnell D says, "Do they have black sex dolls?" That's something interesting. I've never seen one before. I'm guessing there probably are. Maybe I've seen one. I don't know. But they're not for, the black sex dolls are actually not that popular, so they don't really make them. Malcolm James says, did you see Chris Cantu angry? I talk to Chris every so often. Chris is pretty awesome. He pops up in the chat. Definitely, guys, check out Chris's channel. Chris Cantu, I think he made a video about me not too long ago. He's really great, really great guy. Chris Cantu is incredible. Malcolm James said, did you watch Chris Cantu's? Anyone watch Chris Cantu's breakdown? EMS says, black sex dolls matter. They're probably going to try to make it into a thing. Ricardo Abraces, should I go to sleep? You probably should, but you know you don't want to. Feminist equal fugly landwills says XCLMX. Wow. RT Gaming 1016 says, I converted another young man to MGTOW. Keep handing out those red pills. That's a good job. Norse Gamer says, angry. I was with Rosie Pamela and her five friends that I jumped on here and you popped up. Didn't want company tonight. Just answer what we're doing with our lives. Ricardo says, no, I must hear Angry's message. Let's see here. Oh shit, TD says angry. My MGTOW spirit animal is a Southern Pacific rattlesnake, the most deadly snake in North America. Anti-venom is useless for the Southern Pacific rattler. We MGTOW are unstoppable. Like I said, only God can stop us. Charles Edmund says, yes, they have black dolls, real dolls. Okay, I haven't seen any. Malcolm James says, God bless angry MGTOW. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Eric Bailey says, I would model my bitch bot after Lexa Doig, the AI from Andromeda Show. Like, yeah, for example, like that's what I'm talking about. Like someone kind of exotic. Lexa Doig is pretty sweet. She's a little older these days, but she's really like that. Like someone with an exotic look, but I don't want like a white, I don't want like a white chick. Like, you know, I don't want a Western looking slut. You know, I don't want anything like a bit of Brit. In fact, I don't even think I would want it. I would even model it like, you know, it'd be exotic, something different, not like the average white whore. Eddie Imperial says, do black sex dolls have 68% STD? Oh shit. American Country Ball says 99%. Kane Zellin says it's like 101%. Jesse N says we need more misogyny. Bright orange pills. TD says nothing's hotter than a Russian girl speaking English. The Russian accent is so hot. Ricardo says, it's the Roman Empire again. TD says, you're Eastern Europeans. Let's see here. HTMOC42 says, how about the purple chick with the tail from Andromeda? I think you're talking about Chloe. What's her name, Chloe? I was like, she was okay. Honestly, I liked her when she still had the tail. After, like, the future Chloe came, like, she just looked kind of stupid. Joshua Hatch MGTOW says, Cortana from Halo, and I'm set angry. Guys, that's going to be a really popular sex bot, like, bitch bot. Cortana Cortana from Halo. Guys, all these companies like Microsoft, Apple, Samsung, they're going to begin working on bitch bots. Let's make that very, very clear. Like, the next big thing are bitch bots, all right? Guys, give me a quick second. I got to pee. I really need to take a piss, and I've been going for like 58 minutes. I think I really deserve to go and take this piss right now, all right? I'm going to take a piss. I'll be right back, so just sit back, relax, and don't go anywhere. I nailed that just now. I'm back. See, that was like, was that piss even a minute long? I don't even think that was like a 1 minute piss. Like, that was like a 45 second piss. NG Diarara says, hashtag angry MGTOW 2020. EA says, piss in a jug. Seriously, bro? You know what's funny? I actually did that earlier. I was on the phone and I couldn't go anywhere. Norse Gamer says, at angry MGTOW, best accent is from Scandinavians speaking English. You know, honestly, personally, like, for me, I have this fantasy where, like, you know, you cut the girl's vocal cords and she can't speak. Like, she just, like, squeaks, like she's trying to talk, but nothing will come out. I saw it in an anime once where, like, this guy, like, he had this slave girl chained up in his basement, and he had cut her vocal cords. She was gorgeous. He had cut her vocal cords. And she was, like, basically sitting on the ground covered in her own piss and shit. It was pretty. But, like, she couldn't speak. And it was pretty interesting. Like, I thought to myself, wow, like, yeah, that's what I want. No vocal cords severed. She can't speak. And, like, you know, maybe, I'm not saying that, like, you should completely incapacitate her. But, like, maybe slight cuts in the muscle tissue would, you know, it would weaken her to the point where she has trouble getting around. She can still walk, but she's going to have trouble getting around, basically meaning that she's easily controllable. So she can't speak and she's a borderline cripple. Now that's hot. Malcolm James says, may God bring guidance and light to the MGTOW. Thank you. Absolutely true. Keep putting God first. Keep the faith in Jesus. Keep the faith in God. Keep God first. Put God first. No, God is real. Because these women are headed to hell right now. Justin Square says, there's an Irish chick who's causing massive grief in a marina here in Oz. Holy shit. I just said holy shit. Okay, Sagar says, my Filipino girlfriend pisses in a pot. Oh, shit. Sagusol says, my Filipino girlfriend pisses in a pot. Really? She pisses in a pot, shit. Kentucky Rebel 11 says, angry needs to keep a piss jar nearby. Guys, seriously, like, really? A piss jar? Eric Bailey says, the only fear I have about my bitch bot is the mega surveillance that they will be able to do on you. Sex tapes and blackmail would be a hacker's wet dream. This is absolutely true. American Country Ball says, my sister Canada goes all in when it comes when us goes all in when US comes to feminism. Douglas Soul says, Russian girls are built like fridges after 30. Angiolo Diarra says MGTOW in Africa. Wow. RT Gaming 1016 says angry MGTOW. My brother got dumped by his dream girl. Worst part about it was I can now say I told you so. He is super depressed. Now also my robot would look like Bulma from Dragon Ball. RT would make his robot look like Bulma from Dragon Ball. Holy cow. He said Dragon Ball, not Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball. Wow. Now he is 15. That makes sense. EMS 214 says, angry, you're a sick fuck laughing my ass off. Let's start a movement to cut women's vocal cords because vocal cords cause breast cancer. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Guys, I like that. I like that. Vocal cords cause breast cancer. And women who remove their vocal cords have a significantly lower risk of developing breast cancer. You know, guys, you can pretty much prove just about anything just by manipulating research in the right way. And there's all kinds of reasons why women with no vocal cords are less likely to have breast cancer. And it has nothing to do with the fact that they don't have vocal cords. It just has something to do with the fact that they have a higher probability of having severed or damaged vocal cords. And in relation, this gene defect might also correlate to a lack of specific genes that are that increase the risk of developing breast cancer, which means that women who sever their vocal cords are not reducing their risk of getting breast cancer. They're just actually muting themselves, which is still pretty awesome. So, guys, yeah, we really need to get this going, you know? Vocal cords cause breast cancer, so women need to get those snipped, you know? Save your life. In addition to the double mastectomy, you know, they should also be getting those vocal cords removed. Get them snipped so that so they'll be better. You guys are awesome. Diara says, I'm asleep. Norse Gamer says, at MGTOW Jace, I'm not a Christian, I'm an Odinist. At Angry MGTOW, hashtag Dangerous MGTOW, hashtag Unpredictable MGTOW, hashtag MGTOW Savage. Ha 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 ha. Alright. Let's see here. Justin Square says, feminism was the death knell. It proved relationships are purely pay for play. PD says, lol, every girl is a dream girl to a simp. At RT Gaming 1016. Yeah, RT, that's what they call the one-itis. That's when I used to study the whole PUA thing, they called them the one-itis, where, oh my gosh, she's a special girl. She's the greatest girl in the whole world. It's just your balls trying to get you to do the, just to go into the vertical slide, nothing more. And then you see that the chick is really a piece of garbage. Hookback 14 says, since women don't know how to shut up, of course, their risk of breast cancer is always high. Like I said, guys, it was a good suggestion. Vocal cords, you know, vocal cords cause breast cancer in women. So you really need to get those cut. Got to get women, if they want to reduce that, we need to get this movement going. Because it's not that we care, but hey, you know, whatever gets them to shut up, right? Dope Master says, seeing guys rejecting women for marriage is satisfying. Charles Edmund says, offer women $1 million check to cut their vocal cords, then pump and dump them, stop payments on the check. Wow. SoCal MGTOW. Holy cow, you guys are awesome. SoCal's on. BZ10Sex says, new meaning to a hum job. Vester MGTOW says, guys should stop attacking feminism. Let's see here. Eddie Imperial says, when is October booty event? Section 8? It's going to actually be happening later on in December now. Fester says, feminism is the best thing that ever happened to men. T. Broski says, keep their hypergamy in check. RT, why are you like copying and pasting the comment? I already read it that your brother got dumped by his so-called dream girl, and you want a Bulma bitch bot. I read it already, dude. All right, Eddie Imperial, TD Dam. Let's see here. Charles Edmund says savage all day. TSA trash chest. Is it just me? Because I can't load your live stream. I mean, it's working fine. There's 140 people listening. RT says it's not me. Chell, it is it. Timothy Cody says, keep your pimp hands strong. Holy cow. James then says, always. Guys, you know, things are happening. Things are happening. Changes are happening. All right? We just have to keep moving forward. Not backwards, but forward. That's how it is right now. Women made this bed and they're going to lay in it. They're going to fucking lay in it. RT Gaming says that his brother's going to kill himself. TD says one-itis is more contagious than Ebola. That it is. Norse Gamer 5489 says, ha, RT got called out for spamming. I always call the little shit out. I always call him out. He's such a little troublemaker. Okay, Funky Monkey 417784 says, how do you make a woman feel special? Give her a helmet and crayons. MGTOW Gamer says, it does lag for me. I had to turn the quality of the vid down to keep up. And Imperial says, women create all the fucking evil. Don't master feminism equals cancer. I would change that to just women equal cancer. Nola Diara says, it's nice to have distinct name. So angry, hashtag angry MGTOW notices your comment. It means a lot. Keep the work up. Hashtag keep your Joshua Hatch laughs. Dana says, damn, Ebola was the shit too. Do okay. So Kyle MGTOW says, an angry MGTOW, these suckers in Venezuela are not worth $25. Ha ha ha. Yeah, guys, I made a video basically discussing how Venezuelan doctors were selling sex. Venezuelan doctors were selling sex in Colombia for $25, all right? And honestly, that was way too much. Way too much. Let's see here. Kentucky Rebel 11 says, the whole idea of the one is ridiculous. A snatch is a snatch. Very true. You know, guys, I will tell you this story. I remember reading this thing on, like, Dude Comedy. I think that was, like, the website. It's one of these websites. And basically, this guy, he accidentally ended up having sex with his sister. You're going to say, how the hell does some guy accidentally end up having sex with his sister? Okay, so I'll explain. Both of them are in porn, right? So you should have thought, now you should have like figured it was like going to happen any other way. So both of them are in porn. And basically, you know, he was like, his sister was on set and he was hired to basically do a scene with his sister. And like in the scene, they were like both wearing like masks. Again, don't ask me how this happens. And, you know, he ends up having sex with his sister. And he finds out afterwards that it was his sister. And she's like completely broken up about it. She's like, she had sex with her brother. And it's like, it's just like traumatic. And then her brother just responds like, you know, yeah, she was pretty upset about it. But she'll get over it. At the end of the day, pussy is pussy. Her brother actually said it at the end of the day. Pussy is pussy. Now, I'm not saying that I'm not condoning the fact that some dude nailed his sister, but you really can see that, you know, a lot of men are now saying that women are just really nothing. I mean, look at Donald Trump. Donald Trump describes his daughter Ivanka as a piece of ass with nice tits. All right? He refers to his daughter as a piece of ass with nice tits. He said it before, that if she wasn't his daughter, he'd probably be dating her. Very honest. Very, very honest. Let's see what you guys are saying. Timothy Coney says, Eddie, remember that song? American Woman! Stay away from me, American woman. Mama, let me be. I think I nailed it. Eddie Imperial Tim says, haha, yes, great song. SoCal MGTOW says, angry MGTOW. You have the most interesting stories. Thanks, bro. I used to be like that. I used to be the guy that would go out and go to the, like, you know, go to the lounges and people would just gather around me to listen to my stories. Go through the old days. That's actually when I gave a shit. Justin Square says, when I was an engineer, I worked on German compressors. Slut trick oil pressure used to make me laugh. Thanks, TD, Joe Dirt. Oh, you're my sister. Timothy Cody says, Candace Ed says, nah, incest ain't wincest. My boys, wincest. Incest ain't wincest. I'm guessing that's like reference to referring to the Winchesters. Like on Supernatural. There's this whole wincest thing. CSA Trash says, there are nude pictures of Ivanka all over the internet, but are they real? Eddie Imperial says, when is the new Section 8 event? What day in December? It's going to happen sometime between the 10th and the 16th. Steve Broski says, angry MGTOW, yelling at a woman really makes them soaked. Demonstration tickles the hypergamy. Me, woman, my sandwich, and my fellatio, get over here. Funky Monkey says, American woman sung by a Canadian band. Shadow Runner Radio says, communism equals sex for a sandwich. MGTOW Life says, don't ever sing again. Eric Bailey says, ha ha ha, don't cook your day job angry. The karaoke machine will break. My singing is wonderful. All right? My singing is wonderful. Charles Edmonds says, I'm a 59-year-old school Buffalo soldier. I love you guys. Guys, we got men of all ages here. Let's see here. Hookback 14 says, a person who was in a previous chat said the welfare food stamp cut date was 12/6. Don't know if this is true. It's been like it's bumping here and there. It's definitely gonna happen by 12/16. Kane says, sing for us angry. I just sang a little bit just now. Eddie Imperial says, I'm 67 MGTOW and fuck Thai women tonsils. Woo! Eddie Imperial is 67! Fucking out those Thai tonsils! Guys! Wow! I had no idea Eddie was 67. I had no idea. Guys, MGTOW is truly winning. Truly winning. We are winners, guys. We are winners. We are winners, all right? We have freaking, guys, we're bringing together men of all ages. We've got RT Gaming 15. We've got 13-year-olds. We've got 67-year-olds. Fuck, we are winning. Fox News, the New York Times, even fucking shitty school newspapers are talking about us now, all right? They are scared of us. And like I said, my videos are all over the web. And I put on that little thing before that video starts telling you guys where to go find me on Minds, VidMe, SoundCloud, you fucking name it. iTunes, I'm there too. At the end of the day, we are fucking winning. Kane Zed says, MGTOW was the best win since DJ Khalid. Ben Gold Dyer says, hashtag nice ass stream, angry MGTOW. Servando Enrique says, angry MGTOW. Funny thing is, my dad is also low key MGTOW, and he is 53. Damn. Dill Master says, 14-year-old and MGTOW. Women are useless. Got 14-year-olds chilling, just hanging out in the chat. Timothy Coney says, I gotta try that. I got a test on Tuesday. Canadian Patriot is 28. Yeah, guys, we have men of all ages. RT Gaming 1016 says, angry MGTOW, there is only one gender. Women are objects. Oh shit. I love these kids. These kids are doing amazing. Shadowrunner says, and welfare equals female prostitutes of all ages everywhere. And Imperial says, EM, those got square jaws and take 1 minute to go to the bathroom. Eric Bailey says, when the cunts come near you, you will hear about men being kidnapped for marriage in the US, just like in other countries. Everyone gear up with cyanide pills just in case you get kidnapped. Freedom or death. MGTOW Life 28 here. RIP Roll 15. EMS 23. Guys, we've got men of MGTOW of all ages. We are winning. David King, I'm 31. Stay MGTOW forever. Nolan Baptiste says, Angry MGTOW, I'm 33. TD says, I'm 24 years old, and these sluts can burn in Babylon. Ha ha ha! Ah, woo, oh my gosh. Guys, I said it before, MGTOW stays winning. MGTOW stays winning. We just keep winning, guys. We just keep winning, all right? We're just winning. Servando Enrique, 18, laughing my ass off. Estavo Bitrate, 34 here. SoCal MGTOW says, where's NYC Korean? He's probably visiting another channel. Kane said, says, I'm 17 and in college. John Shepard, 15. Nathan, 24. Hookbat, 14. I'm 38, but see the evil women were doing since I was 10, if not earlier. Wow. Funky Monkey says, back in March, I was asked out by a 26-year-old. I'm 34. I find it funny she asked me out on the 2-year anniversary month of me going MGTOW. There we go, brother. Rageface64 says, I'm 17. Savage Cox says, 39 single, MGTOW 20. Been to MGTOW 20 years, bro? Wow. Very Dustin Gaming, freshman in high school, got a 14-year-old here. SoCal MGTOW, all we do is win, 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 win. I like that. Dope Master says, I'd rather lock myself with Tyrone in a cell. To be honest, Eddie Imperial says, if you go to Bangkok, all the action is on Sukhumvit Road. Oh, shoot. Amnesty SLV, 33, just got my first gun. Congratulations, brother. Norse Gamer, 28-year-old MGTOW. Don't forget about Norseland. Clintoris says, Angry, think about the MGTOWs that tried to take you out 6 months ago. All the drama. You are still rolling. And they are gone. We're begging for donations now. You did it right early. Yep, thank you very much, brother. It's funny, I hear Sandman talking about trying to learn how to do blockchain right now. Using blockchain to create like a website. And I'm thinking to myself, you're getting on blockchain right now. Uh-huh. Like I said, guys, if you want some of the cryptocurrency I created, you can go get some cheap right now by becoming a patron. Kane Zed says, won't take your ass if you're a MGTOW. Eddie Imperial says, EM Ronan MGTOW is having a meetup in Bangkok. Apollo Sun says, 24-year-old here and have been MGTOW since before I even knew it was a thing. That's what Cassie J actually said. Interesting. She said a lot of men have been going their own way for a while now, but they didn't even know what it was called until now. Justin Square says, we could start a rockin' MGTOW bar, I reckon. Timothy Coney says, TD, even the ones that hit the wall at Mach 5 won't lower their expectations. So very true. SoCal MGTOW says, Sandman is an idiot. I think that's something we can all agree on. Eddie Imperial says, Rebel, damn, I was stupid past 30. DSA Trash says, I saw 3 different women with homeless signs asking for help in North Kansas City, Missouri. I just smiled and kept driving. They must be living in their cars. Servado Enrique says, so apparently Venezuela is trying to invest money in Bitcoin, laughing my ass off. Juan Vasquez says, how are you marking your cryptocurrency, Angry? There's a lot of them out there. It's on different sites right now, so it's been submitted to like somewhere between like 15 and 20 different crypto sites. And also we have a new ad that's been built. It's actually in the process right now of being completed, but I have a new ad that's being made that's pretty insane, and it basically talks about like, you know, the collapse that's coming and all of that. You guys will see the ad. I'm planning to run it on YouTube starting hopefully next week. I'm just like a little stressed out after the whole hospital debacle. But yeah, I've got some pretty cool ads. Illumback T says, hey, Angry MGTOW, I'm having a beer. I hope you are as well, man. Thanks a lot, bro. Richard Kelly says, 65-year-old MGTOW, 20 years. 65-year-old MGTOW. Guys, 65-year-old MGTOW. 65. My goodness. My goodness. Wow. Wow. Holy guys, don't be surprised when some 80-something-year-old MGTOW pops up and says that they've been doing this since 1940-something. Oh my goodness. Keynes then says, oh, Sandyman. MGTOW Life says, why the hate on Sandman, though? Oh, the Sandyman can't. Come on, listen, the Sandyman, I'm not hating on it, I'm just calling it like I see it. SoCal MGTOW says, Angry MGTOW, what digital wallet do you use? You can actually use, Ether wallet. You can use any Ethereum-based wallet. So you can use Mist, you can use My Ether wallet, whatever Ether wallet you prefer, you can use. Like I said, just join on Patreon. You can join for $3 and you'll get access to the cryptocurrency. And guys, I think you're going to love the name of it. The name of the cryptocurrency is pretty incredible, guys. Sango Soul says, what is your cryptocurrency called? Let's just say you're giving out so-and-so. Like, you know, I'm not going to tell you guys the name of it in the chat, but if you go to my Patreon, you'll see what it is. If you go to my Patreon, you'll find out what the cryptocurrency is called. Pretty sweet, actually. All right, I think everybody's going to want some. Everybody's going to want some. Black OG says, just made it to the stream today. Angry, what's up? I hope you're doing better. You sound better. Thanks a lot, bro. Glad to see you on. I am doing a bit better, quite a bit. Thank you. Eddie Imperial says, Bangkok vacations are cheaper than ex-wife fees and their lawyers. For real. Manual Matters says, 39-year-old, 3 months away from 40 and happily on a womanless diet as a MGTOW. I'm focusing on school, hobbies, and working hard. Eddie Imperial dropped 10 bucks. Thank you for that. Been working hard in my neighborhood community college for 14 years. Very cool, bro. Dope Master says, my grandpa is 80 years old and MGTOW. Wow. Told you guys, these 80-year-old MGTOWs are going to start popping up. Juan Vasquez says, once the market cap for crypto gets big enough, I think nation states and megacorps will probably start making their own. Not sure what happens after that. Japan is already working on making their own. Another country, one of the country in a part of the European Union, I forget which country, said they wanted to make their own and the central bank told them no. Russia is working on making their own cryptocurrency. A number of different countries are making national cryptocurrencies, working on national cryptocurrencies. So yes, it's happening. A number of banks are trying to issue cryptocurrencies as well. So yeah, they're not going anywhere. Bitcoin's headed to $100,000. Let's see here. Servando Enrique says, yo boys, in case you want to reinvest in Bitcoin, think there's an app called Luno. However, it's not trustworthy. Okay. Kenzen says, we need a gentleman's club for MGTOW. Make it a bar or casino. Servando says, MGTOW evolution equal GentleTOW? TSA trashes on MSN.com. A big story of an Italian woman marrying herself. I think they call it sologamy. That's what they're calling it now. Nain says, isn't China banning cryptocurrency? Guys, here's what's happening with China. So basically, the Chinese government has basically been trying to ban crypto. So what the Chinese miners are doing and all the Chinese investors are doing, they're basically just moving out of China. They're moving their operations out of China. They're not getting out of the Bitcoin market. They're just basically leaving China. And I think that you can still actually still do some of this stuff in Hong Kong. TD says, the key part to Angry MGTOW's awesomeness, he's genuine and personally interacts with his subscribers to create a true bond. And he can rant for days on end. Thank you very much. Hookman14 says, probably guys will live longer as you won't have to take shit from these monsters. Unmarried men actually live longer. It's a fact, statistically. Never married men actually live longer. Emmanuel Metier Jr. says, oh, and bring on the love dolls and bots. I'd like to have one of them at my bedside after a long, hard days of work. I'm so glad you're feeling better, Angry MGTOW. Godspeed. Thank you very much, brother. WZ Cody says, Fester, wish I could go. You guys really want to do a MGTOW summit? Fester says, I need a passport. Okay. RT Gaming says, Angry, when is the Discord podcast? I've got to check to see if the video chat is working on Discord yet. As soon as video chat's working on Discord, I can start doing the podcast on Discord. Like I said, I'm like really busy with the cryptocurrency right now. So you guys have to like just be a little bit patient with me. Cause like I'm just like just doing the best I can. Doing the best I can. Alright, let's see here. Timothy Cody says, you sound a lot better. Thank you very much. Master says, red pill is my drug. And Imperial says, save your money and go fuck some hoes. Guys, I'm telling you, like, women are at the end and they're gonna go ballistic and no one cares. And they're gonna be like roaming the streets. They're gonna be like roaming the streets looking for help and no one's going to help them. They brought it onto themselves, the assholes. CD says, double cheeseburgers and Alec Jones are my drug at Dope Master. Servando Enrique says, Angry. Let's see here. All right. Servado says, I'm Mexican, but you see something that makes me worry is that the fact that last time I checked, Mexico is one of the less investing countries. So, well, I just hope we don't get raped. Charles Edmund says, Angry, you're a straight up savage. I may be 59, but I want to be like Angry MGTOW when I grow up. Charles Edmund says, Angry, you are a straight up savage. I may be 59, but I want to be like Angry MGTOW when I grow up. You know, guys, that's the funny thing, like, when I was in my 20s, when I was 19, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm getting old. Then I hit my 20s, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting old. And then I hit 30, I'm like, this is pretty fucking awesome. It's pretty fucking awesome. You know, I think that's one of the great things about being a man. I think that MGTOW's freedom, he said it, from the moment that your balls drop, from the moment that your balls get some hair on them, the moment you die, you look good, all right? At 60 years old, you look good. You look good to the moment you die. You take care of yourself, you will look good as a man until the moment you die. Women, they hit 28, they're fucked. They have hit the wall, and they look like shit. Kane Zed says, MGTOW is a nice, healthy community of savages. Well said, brother. Spidey says, we're opportunistic savages. Okay, let's see here. Sangha Soul says, we're 6 months fuck free flip pussy for 6 months. TD says it really good. He says, seriously though, men age like fine wine. Women age like milk. Oh shit. Steve Broski says, does Ben Shapiro have an opinion on MGTOW? I don't know. He was kind of busy serenading roaming millennial. this past week, so I wouldn't know what his thoughts are. He's like playing a violin for her. Yeah, they're all Sims. RTGaming1016 says, "An angry MGTOW, what do you say to my brother? If I'm too real with him, he might kill himself." Dude, listen. You're gonna just tell him as it is, and if he can't handle it, that's how life is. If he's so much of a simp that he'll kill himself over a woman, then he's it's called like natural selection. Fucked up but true. Joshua Hash says women rot. It's so true. Let's see here. Alright. How long have I been talking? I've been talking for over an hour right now. We're like an hour and a half. We're going on for like almost an hour and a half right now. All right, you guys have been getting Dillmaster, when to take crypto profits. Very good question. Like I said, guys, go get yourself some crypto. I got some crypto on. I'm selling the crypto on Patreon. The pre-sale is going on right now. Charles Edmonds says, just today I gave this 19-year-old kid the advice to dump that bitch. He's been hardcore red-pilled by what I learned from you, Angry. That is what I'm talking about, brother. Keep on passing on the message. Keep on giving out those red pills like candy. Hookback14 says, even milk tends to go rancid before the expiration date. Some even was spoiled picking it out of the fridge. You guys are awesome. You guys are fucking awesome. So anyway, guys, just remember that if you support what I'm doing, consider becoming a patron by going to my YouTube homepage and click on the Patreon donate link. You can also leave a one-time donation via PayPal. And you can find links to my Patreon and my PayPal in the description of the video, as well as my Bitcoin address, where you can send me some Bitcoins if you would like to. Let me see here. FunkyMonkey41784 says, the night I was asked out in March, I was at my dad's B-Day party. A married 36-year-old chick hitting hard on one of my dad's 70-year-old friends. Yep. Servando Enrique says, women like to make men think they are symbiotic parasites, but we know the truth. They are the paradox. They are the Pandora box that was opened long ago by a simp. Eddie Imperial says, we need MGTOW brothels around the planet. Max Casamino says, Gladius made in South Africa. You can get them in Amazon. Hookback14 says, I'm glad you sound fine, Angry MGTOW. Thanks a lot, bro. After the surgery, like, I started to feel like better immediately. They said that they drained a shitload of pus out, and I believe them. I have a drain in my face right now. So like, there's actually like two huge holes, and there's a nice size drain. I'm like covering it. So hopefully I'll get it out soon, so we'll see. But I've been feeling a lot better thanks to that. So Eddie Imperial says Bitcoin brothel. Mighty says red pill is bitter as fuck, but I need it. Best through the MGTOW, laughing my ass off. Servado Enrique says, by the way, what about the Plan P guys? After Tyrone comes, they will still get some puss. Oh my goodness. You know, guys, like I said, Plan Prison is like, you know, these women are going to be so desperate. I mean, there's plenty of Tyrone to go around, but Tyrone is not going to stick around. Let's not forget. Kainzit says, all the wenches get benches. Charles Edmund, let me see here. Charles Lemon said that he dumped the bitch today, and she is hot, crying and begging him to come back, but he ain't looking back, straight out of fucks to give. Guys, men are, like, men, especially older men, are wisening up. Younger men, older men are wisening up. 80s products says, yo, Angry, have you noticed that the background music and commercials suddenly became really fruity around 2008 and 09 or so? Yup. But guess what, dude? All the 80s are making a return. Everyone's trying to like rush back to the 80s right now. The 90s were like the age of Ally McBeal. 2000s were like the age of radical feminism. and now everyone's trying to go back to the 80s where things were kind of cooler. Like, you know, Ghostbusters, where Ghostbusters were happening. Michael05 says, I'm 64 and MGTOW, thanks to you, AM. Glad you're back in action. I'm glad, bro, I am glad that what I'm doing is making a difference. I never really thought it was making such a large difference. And I'm so glad that even men who are in their 60s are going their own way and claiming their lives and living their lives to the fullest. I'm glad that this, you know, from 6 to 64, I know that this is making a difference. TD says, I wonder if they would allow sex doll brothels in America, Angry MGTOW. You think they'll deny permits for such a business? I think they'll deny them. TD says, we can go back to the 80s, but we ain't going back to Bushes. Eddie Imperial says, women in America are basically elite hoes already via Botox and butt implants. Well said, brother. Well said. All right, guys. Let me know what you think. If you're surprised that MGTOW is receiving massive attention from the mainstream media, I want to know what you think about this. If you're surprised, if you're not surprised, let me know what you think about this. I'm not surprised. I told you this was going to happen, and it's only going. They're going to start talking about us. Like Tucker Carlson is going to start talking about us on like Fox News. Tucker Carlson is going to start talking about the MGTOWs. Like it's going to happen. And once they talk about it on Fox, it's going to go to NBC and CBS. And then, like I said, they're going to begin asking for interviews. The Red Pill part, Red Pill 2 is going to be about MGTOW. Let's be very clear. Cassie J. Why does Cassie J know so much about MGTOW suddenly? She didn't mention MGTOW. She did not mention MGTOW in the Red Pill, in the first Red Pill movie. But she's working on another men's rights documentary. And she's discussing MGTOW. What do you think, Mick? What do you think it's going to be about? Her new men's rights documentary is going to be about. It's going to be about MGTOW. Let me know what you think. If you're surprised that MGTOW is getting this massive attention from the media, mainstream media, let me know what you think. Like, share, subscribe, and if you like the video, share the video. And just remember that all roads lead to MGTOW or death. And cheers.